Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Head to the beach in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. New 100% linen shirts are perfect for breezy days by the coast. They're easy to layer and go well with our new sea-fade shorts. For days spent on the water, pair the A&F Resort shirt with your favorite swim. Outfit your summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
Icy wind blowing off the tundra. That means it's time for Blood of the Wild! Here we are. I am the Game Master. My name is Jared Logan. We are running the Pathfinder 2E Adventure Path Quest for the Frozen Flame, book one by Ron and Stephanie Lundeen. And with me, I have, as always, my incredible player, Skidmar, Mary Lou, Paula Deming, and Joe O'Brien.
Yeah, buddy.
What the what? Fuck?
Yeah.
What is up, brother?
What is up, bro? Jared, I'm liking the Critical John t-shirt. Rocking the GCN merch.
Oh, loving it.
Handsome shirt. Just in time for baseball season. I love it.
I got to put on my uniform. Joe, don't act like you guys didn't tell me I have to wear this when we record.
I literally just saw the look in Paula's eyes was the exact same one in my eyes, which was just the absolute glint of like jealousy and and like planning of to like how do I get
what
me
do
one
I get
of
my
those?
Merch?
Excuse it was me. Crazy. It was like a mirror. I saw both of our windows just go like just like turn green with
better
envy.
Question. Even better, when are we going to get a Yelka t-shirt, a Raga t-shirt, an AWOL t-shirt, and an Olog t-shirt? The fans are demanding it.
Demanding.
You know what?
If you count all of us as fans.
Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Back in the early days of Blood of the Wild, there was an amazing, you guys remember this, there was an amazing piece of fan art for Yelka that was just her eyes. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like super zoomed in. And it was just her eyes. I just want that on a t-shirt. Just like the long bar
so cool.
of just those like mysterious eyes. Oh, eyes of the Oracle.
And it'll just say so cool. Yelka and people will walk up and go, what band is that? I've never heard
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, they're called
real
the
heavy metal one. Yeah.
You guys
Yelka,
listen to
you
Yelka?
Mean the guy from NWA that nobody liked?
Well, we also have to give a shout out to Mary Lou for the rocking her own personal merch today.
That's right.
As she's literally wearing a baseball cap that just says Mary Lou with a star on it.
Wait, how did
Isn't
you get that?
Isn't that amazing? My friend found it at a thrift store.
It's incredible.
It
Can you
Mary
fucking
Lou.
Believe? And then he sent it to our group chat and he was like, would anybody want this? And I instantly Venmo'd him $10 just like sight unseen and was like, give me that. I'm wearing my own merch. It's amazing. I love it. Now I need a shirt and pants and shoes.
They all say Mary Lou.
Yeah, one shoe says Mary and one shoe says Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
On the soles.
Like I have, you mean like I have love and hate tattooed on my knuckles?
Exactly. Exactly. I need Mary on one knuckle and then Lou and a star on the other knuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that. Just like
Speaking of tattoos, we have a... I just remember we have like a tattoo ability, right? Doesn't AWOL have that?
Yes, we do. AWOL, tat us up.
I'm dropping the tattoo ball. Yeah, you know what we need, Jared? You and I, we need to get on a separate call here, and we need to set a meeting. We're going to have an off-air meeting about these tattoos, because they're pretty awesome and have mechanical bonuses tied to them, but they're all made up right now because there really isn't much out there in terms of published tattoos.
I think there might be more than we think, but we have to dig for them. So
yeah, that's true. But we could make flavor tattoos. If any of your characters think of something they want tattooed on them just for flavor, just let me know. Just let me know. Yeah. But you know, AWOL's still going to have to roll that crafting check on your skin.
Oh my God.
Maybe we wait till AWOL's level 15 before we do that, you know?
We'll wait a little while before we...
Can anybody but Joe O'Brien roll that dice?
Oh my God. That's so amazing. So I think we'll wait till you're an expert in crafting before we get that tattooed on our skin.
Let's get right into it. Are you guys ready?
Hell yeah.
So ready.
To the realm of the mammoth lords. Then let's do it. The other lords say our days are numbered. Our following dwindles. Enemies dog our footsteps. And we have failed in our sacred charge. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night. They are mistaken. We are strong. Broken, but strong. Our hearts beat, and it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra. And in each heart flows the blood of the wild.
The blood of the wild.
I used poor vocal training on that reading, and I think I have given myself...
Laryngitis.
Laryngitis. Thank you for. I couldn't say it.
You couldn't say it because you had laryngitis. Yeah.
Laryngitis and memory loss.
Yeah. Well,
at least I
remember what's been happening in the adventure path.
Oh my God! Tell me.
Our scouts.
Please remind me. Please tell us.
Our scouts, the tip of the spear, have been leading their following, the Broken Tusk following, across the plains of the realm of the Mammoth Lords, heading toward Red Cat Cave to try to determine the location of an artifact of great power known as the Primordial Flame. They need to get to the Primordial Flame before the Burning Mammoths, another following that used to be in unity with the Broken Tusk, but who are now warlike and dangerous and want to take the Primordial Flame for themselves. Our scouts faced many dangers, many hardships, but eventually found their way to Red Cat Cave. Upon approaching it, Yelka was immediately almost ripped to shreds by a picture on the wall.
Because of a very smart tactical decision she made. It's
okay, listen,
fine.
You didn't have to make it sound that bad by a picture on the wall.
Right.
Came to life, okay? It's not like I was like destroyed by just like the emotional ramifications of art, you know?
It was a very tricky, very smart hazard. Ron Lundeen has it in for you. That's all you need to know.
Ron.
It's don't blame me. Blame Ron and Stephanie. Okay.
Ron.
So you entered the cave, and entering the cave, which is, by the way, shaped like a huge saber-toothed tiger's maw.
So awesome.
So cool.
You immediately found a chamber leading off to your right that led to a small cavern where you came across Blindheims. These are amphibian-like creatures with eyes that illuminate, and that is how they actually communicate, sending like signals to each other. They can also blind you by flashing the light into your eyes.
Yeah, they can.
You, Olog specifically, immediately engage them in combat. After poisoning and ripping apart one of them, the other Blindheim is desperately, I mean, it was kind of flailing in its last turn, and it's trying to make its way out of the cavern.
Just let him get away. I feel bad for him.
Well, I tried to make you feel bad for him, and it looks like it worked. So this other Blindheim is trying to make its way out of the cavern. Raga is sort of blocking its path, but there's a little bit of a space there that it could squeeze through. But I think that it is out of movement, and it was the end of its turn, and it is actually Raga's turn. We're picking up in the middle of the combat with Raga. This thing comes barreling at you, kind of like moving like a chimp along the ground. Its warts and flashing eyes and its croaking sound coming straight at you. Raga, what do you do?
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
The internet is coaching our kids. When boys hear that on repeat, it shapes how they see themselves. We can't leave it to those voices. We have to be louder. Together.
With EE.
We need to coach them, guide them, back them.
Building our boys up every chance we get.
Be yourself.
Back your mates.
Confidence comes from within.
Yeah! As proud partner of the England teams, EE has support and guidance to help build all our boys up on and off the pitch. Search EE Yes Boys.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Aga, use your druidness to add this creature to our herd.
Is that what it's called? Druidness?
My druidness.
Your druidness. Yeah.
Level 2 druidness.
Well, luckily for this blind time, it is anathema to me to hurt animals that are not trying to hurt me. So as long as it's very clear that this creature is fleeing and does not want to hurt me or my party, and doesn't look like it's going to go, like, set up an ambush somewhere further in the cavern, I'm going
to
move
aside. How would you know that upon looking at something?
Does it appear to be setting an ambush further in the cavern?
Jack, well, I'm trying to get smart enough. Check.
You know, I got to be honest, it has that kind of look on its face.
You've seen that look before.
While I completely respect Raga's outlook on this, when in doubt, you could just murder it.
We cannot just be murder hobos in this campaign, Joe.
Fair.
We're children. Think about the kind of grown-ups we're going to be if we just kill everything now in these formative years of our brain. Growing still.
AWOL and I had some real issues with the early murder, and then I...
And Raga
kind of
didn't.
Forgot to keep that role play up, and I've just murdered a bunch of people with no care at all, apparently, recent episodes.
Let's say, you know, I mean, just to help you rationalize a little bit, these do seem like maybe animals to AWOL, possibly, and AWOL hunts animals all the time.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking more about the horrible safari
like the
woman personally was like, fuck her. But like, what? AWOL doesn't know the depth of what that was. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, but I didn't need to do another 15 minutes of crying in a corner. But still, I appreciate that, Paula. You got to prevent yourself from just becoming an ice cold murder hobo.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Raga, you have 3 actions unless unless maybe you want to use them to talk to your team into letting maybe the blind time go past you?
Oh, my
you?
God. Oh, you know something that I just realized? And looking at Skid's face, I knew he knew it all along. If I let this creature go, Olog has no escape. So Olog will just smash him with his giant hammer. So I'm actually... Okay.
Skid's like, yeah. Let him go. Doesn't matter.
Who knows what will happen? Who knows?
All right.
There's really no way to tell.
I'm going to try and put this creature out of his misery. So I'm going to...
Kill him with kindness.
I am going to attack with my spear.
Just to be clear to anybody listening, I would not call the anathema blocking this action because the monsters did attack you. The creatures did attack you. So you're still in combat. Either decision would have been
fine. I think it was more like an emotional thing for Raga. And imagine she went through that like in the last split second, right? Like, oh, I want to let this creature live. But Olag is hot on his heels and is just going to smash him anyway. So I think the kindest thing for Raga to do, she understands the law of the jungle. It's kill or be killed. The kindest thing to do in this moment is, I think, to put it out of its misery. The law of the tundra. Sorry. Never heard of a jungle.
Welcome
what
to the tundra. We've got fun and games. In the tundra. Welcome to the tundra.
You in the tundra, baby.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Freeze? Freeze?
Freeze. Nice, Paula. Nice.
Well, this might help because I only rolled a 12 to hit.
A 12 does not hit.
Against flat-footed? A sizzle?
Oh, it is flat-footed.
It is flat-footed. Let me make sure here. Now, you would think that I would just have my creatures up and ready to go, but I've become very lazy.
I'll remind everyone at home that these things also have the teeth like a nurse shark. So they are pretty scary looking, actually.
And the pink skin of like a naked mole rat. They're really gross.
The flat-footed AC is still too high to hit with a 12.
All right. Well,
try again.
Yeah, I'm going to try again with the -5 penalty, and that's an 11. So,
okay. What about that against flat-footed AC, Jared?
That's a worse roll, Joe. That is not as good as the last roll.
Did you know the creature's flat-footed AC also takes the multiple attack penalty?
I did not know that, and I think that's wrong.
So I am going to use my final action to go, oh, well, I tried, and just step out of the way.
Nice.
Just step out of the way.
I love the final I tried action. Oh, well, shrug, move away. Okay.
Yeah.
That does bring us back around to Olag. Crowborn.
Oh no.
Yeah, this thing's toast.
So Olag, seeing this thing trying to flee and consumed by the rage that he has let take him over, drops his axe.
Oh no.
Whoa.
And just starts pile driver hammering at the back of its head with his fists.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Olag, you're scary sometimes.
Yeah.
I endeavor to be scary all of the time, though. That is a 27 to hit.
That is not only a hit, but with its... Oh, no, it's no longer flanked.
It is flat-footed.
It is no longer flanked, so
oh, you moved
flat-footed.
Away. Okay,
it's I not moved.
Yeah, Raga moved away.
It's my final act of kindness.
That is a hit. That is a hit.
All right. That is 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage. The thing meeps pathetically as you smash your large fist into the back of its soft pink head.
Jared.
And as it falls, Olag like grabs it by the back of its neck and like drives it down into the cavern floor, and it just boom, 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 like pounding into its back and the back of its head, crushing its bones. Turning it to pulp as his rage like slowly peters out.
It's not dead yet.
Oh well, then that's
what
I'll play that like, out fun, then.
Fun fact,
Jared,
you haven't killed
Jared,
it.
Olag, I'm sorry, you must have missed it. Olag hit it.
Yeah.
So well, it's listen, dead, right?
Listen,
he's got two more actions.
He hit it and he hurt it, but it is not quite dead yet.
Okay.
Its brain pulp is still firing.
And as nerds, it is beholden to us to do a Monty Python quote, I'm not dead yet.
Well, you'll be stone dead in a moment.
That's a flesh wound.
Second attack is a 22 to hit.
Hey, you know what? That'll do it.
Okay, and that is another max damage, 11 points of damage.
Yeah. And it is exactly as you described.
Okay. Yeah. Pinned it down.
The creature,
beat it to a pulp.
Yeah, the creature is crumpled into the dirty, rocky floor. You know, it's not just a pool of blood. There's also kind of like a skid mark of blood where it kind of was like pushed along by your pummeling fists. Oh, yeah, a skid mark.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, so there you go. Let me go ahead and put a big X over that guy on roll 20 so we all know he's been murdered.
He's super dead.
Raga has returned to sort of block the exit of the cavern, and she's got her arms crossed, and she's waiting for Olag to come out of his rage so she can talk to him.
As this is happening, if this is okay, I'll interrupt you, Jared, runner of the
please.
Game. Yelka will also be, as it's clear that this creature is dead and Olag's still kind of like punching at it, Yelka's going to go over to him, try and like grab onto his giant arm to try and like help calm him. He's dead. He's dead. Olag, you're done. You're done. You're done. You can stop.
And Olag reacts like when she touches his arm, he like whips around and he roars like in your face with his like gigantic like jaw kind of like dropping down like impossibly low with this huge maw, like with his fist lifted up, his bloody fist like throwing blood against the cave wall as he pulls it away from the remains of this creature. And he's and then he like at the last possible second like he remembers himself and he just kind of like falls back like onto his backside, and he's overcome by shame.
That's right.
And
I'm
fear,
your big
like
sister.
What he almost did.
I'm your big sister. You won't hurt me. It's okay.
And like the red glow in his eyes dims, and he sort of gathers himself and he looks around. He's like, where's my axe? He can't remember dropping it. And he looks around in the dark for it.
There is some illumination.
We cut to Eowulf just for a second, and I'm going to steal this right out of Lord of the Rings, because I always remember this. I think the look that Eowulf has is the exact look that... oh, for God's sakes, it was blank when I'm on a show.
Frodo?
The exact look that... Orlando Bloom has when he's watching Aragorn over Boromir, like when he gets to him and he's like dying and he just sort of comes up and he's just like all of a sudden his eyes just get sad, but he's like, I don't want to interfere, like I need to kind of stay back, but he's sad to see what's happening. And what Eowulf's sad about more than anything is like, you are visible shame, you know what I mean? But he doesn't know how to approach it, so he just sort of like, you see his eyes looking sadly at you and nervous about your rage, you know, but he's not going to bring it up. But he's just going to like stay back.
And I'm just like, as a, you know, 15 year old younger, like he's just, emotions are so out of control.
Yeah.
And he just thinks to himself, it's just like, no, I have to be strong. And he just like tries his best to just like shut it down, be stoic. He finally feels around, like grabs his axe, and is just like,
there is more to do. We should go.
Not so fast. We need to talk. Young man. You are the strongest. You are the strongest bear in our herd. But you do not have control. And I'm not talking about when you are in your rage, when the blood of the fight is in your eyes. I understand that. That is natural. That is who you are. It is before that. We did not have to enter this cavern. We said so. We said as much. You were the one who clomped into this cavern and made us join this fight against these poor creatures who, yes, they did attack us, but we never had to attack them in the first place. So, you will search this cavern, see if there's anything interesting in here. You were the one who wanted to come in here in the first place. Is this not true? And then we will go. And as you are searching, think about what you can do when you are not in the rage, to be stronger, to be older. We are young, but we are not out of control. We are the tip of the spear. That's right?
And he just like seems, his height seems to drop by a foot as he just like stands up. He's slumped over. He says, I gave them a chance. And he just does as he's told. He starts like searching through this cave.
Yeah, Raga's giving like big sister energy. And I know she's not your real big sister, but she's Baba's big sister. And she's treating you like a cub.
But we are family. So
we are family.
It's, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. She's like batted you on the head if you were a cub.
Searching through the cavern, the only objects that are immediately apparent to you are the remains of a smashed wine cask.
Hmm. So they were dry, drunk.
Yeah.
Your son! This drunk officer came after me with those big glowing eyes.
and he feared for his life.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope it was worth it.
That is the chamber that you're in. It's like a smaller kind of side chamber near the entrance of Red Cat Cave. To your north, another tributary, another passage leads deeper into the cavern.
Ewald's going to do a quick sweep of this room that they were in, survival, just to see if there's any evidence of any tracks besides the whipped feet. If anything else had been in this cavern recently. That is a 20.
Yes. You discover sets of footprints, not too old. They look like they were booted footprints, and they look like they belong to medium-sized humanoids.
There's someone else here. He's just sort of like gently touching around the perimeter of the tracks. Soled feet. Humans.
How fresh are the tracks?
I don't know. Not
what
old.
What was your roll?
20.
20? Yeah, you can't tell how exactly old they are.
I don't know, but not very old. They're okay. Probably here.
Better to act like they're here and be prepared than to act like they aren't and be surprised.
Right. And he's got his two weapons in his hand, and he'll keep them out and start following the tracks. Can he follow the tracks?
He can, and they lead out of the cave. They don't appear to go deeper into the cave. Mm. Would you please place Ewald near Baba and Raga? That's where he would follow the tracks to.
Okay. Here we go.
Wine delivery.
Yeah. To the blind times.
Yeah. AWOL, because you are engaged in a survival sort of activity, you would notice now that the passage behind you, the passage that leads north, there is a fishy odor coming from it.
Oh.
Raga, better keep Baba back. There's a fishy smell up ahead.
Oh, he does
might
like
get hungry.
Fish.
Oh, he doesn't like fish? Is that what you said?
No, he does. He very much.
Yeah.
He likes to catch them as they jump out of the river, catches them in his teeth, and then shakes them around.
Might be water up ahead. I don't know. Let's proceed carefully.
Raga looks back at Baba and goes, control yourself. Both of my baby bears must be good.
As Olag comes back up after his search, as we're about to leave this little side cavern, Yelko will just put a hand on his arm and give it just a little squeeze.
He looks down, just kind of glances. He's like,
I'll never hurt you.
I know. I know you won't. You couldn't.
cleared Let's my go. Throat.
Hmm?
When I came into the cave, I they attacked me.
They attacked you. I believe you. You tried.
Yelka?
Yeah?
A little more light, please.
Oh, yes, of course. And Yelka will bring herself...
She can bring herself alongside Raga there, yeah.
To where Raga is. To shine some more light up the other side of the path that we want to take now.
Yeah, so now AWOL should have some light, and he'll continue to do survival checks, looking for anything on the ground.
Very good. So AWOL is leading the way deeper into the cave through a tight passage. Raga, Yelka, and Baba are behind him, and Olog is bringing up the rear. As AWOL, you arrive in a much larger cavern. The ceilings are much higher. You can hear the drip, drip of moisture falling from the stalactites. And I can tell you that as you enter this cavern, the odor of fish is overpowering. There are sticks piled in the corners, the top corner here. Let me just show you right here, the top corner here, and in the bottom corner, the two little corners, the southern corner of the cavern, there are sticks piled up. And then there is an exit, of course, that is to the northeast. There is another tight passage that leads off out of this large cavern.
All right, a quick and careful seek check just from the doorway, scanning the whole room to see if he sees anything moving in there or anything on the walls, anything outside of these two piles of sticks that could present a danger.
As we're moving along, Yelka would like to be detecting magic as well.
Okay. So, Yelka, you reach out with your oracular senses.
Yeah.
And for you, maybe there's a little shimmer that kind of spreads out at a 30-foot radius. You do not detect anything magical within 30 feet of you.
Okay.
AWOL, you're seeking, and I'll let you roll that. I know that sometimes when you seek, the GM is supposed to roll it, but I'm going to let the players roll sometimes. AWOL, what did you roll on your perception check?
I rolled a 23.
Ooh.
Wow.
AWOL, that is enough for you to see that the piles of sticks to the north and to the south, there is just a little bit of movement in them, and for a second, you catch a flash of light from one of them.
He'll put up a hand. Huh. Yeah, turn around. There's something in the sticks. There's piles. Might be another Blindheim. I saw a flash of light. Can I look at the ground real quick for webbed feet tracks? Many,
and they are not, you don't even need to roll survival. There are many here.
All right, there's more.
Should we just be careful moving through? Maybe we won't disturb them if we just move quietly through.
Oh, they're waiting. All right. Go quietly.
He'll try it. What the hell? He'll try to stealth just from one entrance, the entrance of this cavern to the exit without catching the attention of whatever's in the piles of sticks.
What is your stealth bonus?
It is a plus 8.
Wow.
Okay. Move through the cavern, AWOL. Show me where you go.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale. Paranormal mysteries of liminal London and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Do you love Disney?
Do you love top 10 lists? Then you're going to love our podcast, Disney Countdown. Hi, I'm Megan, the Magical Millennial.
And Biscuits, I'm Jeremy, a.k.a. Jarendell, and we are the hosts of the hit Disney podcast, Disney Countdown.
On every episode of our fun and family-friendly show, we count down our top 10 lists of all things Disney. The parks, the movies, the music, the food, the lore. There is nothing we don't cover on our show, right, Jeremy?
Ooh, girl, you know we are famous for rabbit holes, Disney-themed games, and fun facts you didn't know you needed, but you definitely need in your life. So if you are looking for a healthy dose of Disney magic, check out Disney Countdown wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is ending. You just don't know it yet, but you feel it deep down in your bones, don't you? Some call it the Great Undoing. As it seeps in at the edges of forgotten places, where crumbling, abandoned ruins slowly fade away, and in their fading, these places wear thin the fabric of reality, their rot creeping outward. It calls to you, and to the others. Edge of the Forgotten is a supernatural horror hybrid podcast, with season 1 totaling 13 narrated episodes and 10 full cast audio drama episodes. The show premieres July 7th on the Realm Network and all popular podcast platforms. The first 3 episodes arrive on launch day, with new episodes every Tuesday through the end of November. Welcome to The Undoing. Welcome to Edge of the Forgotten.
He begins to go carefully. He's getting towards... Well, Yelka would kind of have to step out at least a little bit more.
AWOL has crossed northward to the northeastern passage that leads deeper into the caverns.
Okay. We're all watching him like Alfred Molina watching Indiana Jones.
How's it going?
Yes.
How's it
going? So he walks up, he gets to this other cavern and gets just into where it starts to narrow again. Puts his back against the wall. At this point, he is now completely in the shadow of Yelka's light, and he can't see
like
further
right
ahead.
Right on the edge, yeah.
So he looks back to the light, and I imagine this emanating light coming out and him only seeing like the silhouette of Raga, and he just sort of motions with his obsidian short sword, just like nods and then motions like, come. You know what he'll do? He'll quietly sheathe the two blades. He'll draw out his short bow. He'll knock an arrow and he'll point it at the thing to the north, like he's covering Raga. Cool. And he just nods and nods his head like, come on, come to me.
So smart.
Okay, then Raga's going to go. I can't imagine that she wouldn't have Baba go with her. So I think they're both going to go at the same time.
Can you command an animal?
Yeah.
To shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Baba. No bark.
Baba, be quiet. So imagine a polar bear tiptoeing. That's what we're going to try
and
do.
I can imagine it, and it is very cute.
Yeah. So I only have a +4 in stealth, but let's see. Oh, that was a 13.
Oh, I wanted to roll it for you. Please allow me.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry.
Okay, good. Hopefully it'll be better.
All right. You may move across the cavern, and I want Baba to make a roll as well.
Okay. You're going to roll it, right?
That's right. What is...
Mary Lou's got this scared look on her face.
What is Baba's stealth bonus?
To be perfectly freaking honest, I don't know.
Well, if the creature is not trained in it or what
it would
have
just
you,
be his dex.
His dex bonus.
What is his dex?
Oh, his dex bonus is +2, so he's got a 14.
Okay. All right, I have rolled for you. You may move Baba and Raga across the cavern.
I'm moving us one square at a time.
Holding her breath, watching them move.
Just, ooh!
And then go past AWOL.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep cover on the one northern thing. And you have dark vision, so you could see ahead into that next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, okay, I can. Cool, yeah, cool. I'll go all the way ahead.
Well, don't go too far.
Woo! Right, we made it.
There we go. That's amazing. Right. Okay, next.
Raga, with your dark vision, looking ahead, you can see that there is another fork. There is a wide passage leading to the north, leading off to your left. And there is a thinner passage leading to the southeast, to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All of the stone here is red, except for veins of like green and like ochre and purple that seem to kind of coincide with where moisture has kind of dripped along the walls.
How cool.
Gross. Cool.
Okay. Yelka and Olog are still standing back at the entrance to the large passage where the Blindheim or Blindheims are in the piles of sticks.
Yelka will look back at Olog and just gesture for him to go.
Okay. Yeah, Olog is like wordlessly just like, it's like he'd rather watch you go so that he can protect you better. But
well, that's what she's thinking. She needs to provide, even though you don't need it. She's like, he needs this light. I have to watch over Olog. That's what Father told me to do. He goes first.
You say, and Olog, he shakes his head and he's like, he points at his own eye. Like, he can see in the dark.
Yelka, okay, we can't have a big conversation about this. So then, Yelka will nod. Okay, let's re-empower Olog. Yelka will attempt to go. And I have a +6 to my stealth.
Great. Here we go. All right, you may cross the cavern.
Oh, so I hate it. I hate not knowing.
It's really stressful.
GM stealth rolls are awesome.
I'm just moving for everyone who can't see, like one square at a time, very slowly, yeah, waiting for Jared to be like, and that's when. Okay, so I've made it to AWOL.
The only possible explanation, unless Jared's just rolling rocks over there, is that there's nothing under these sticks but piles of treasure.
Well, actually, what I wanted to do, it's true, what you actually saw was a flash of silver.
Yeah, exactly. It's a flash of a golden chalice.
Get to the other side of this almost stomach kind of shaped cavern that we're in.
That is what it looks like. That is what it looks like.
I'll do one more detect magic just to see if there was anything on the other side that I couldn't pick up before.
Very good. Yeah, you've stretched to another 30-foot kind of area. Mm-hmm. And again, a ripple emanates from your vision and you detect no magic.
Okay. All right, I will just squeeze to just the other side of AWOL so he can continue to cover Olog and let Olog do whatever Olog is going to do. Smash those sticks!
Olog, what is your stealth bonus? Are you planning to cross the cavern?
I guess so. Yeah, I think like ordinarily, I might just take it. He might just take it upon himself to just go after these things, just like wade right in and come what may. But after being chastised, I think he is going to try to be obedient and sneak across the cavern. I have a +4 stealth.
Here we go. You may cross the cavern.
Oh, it is funny, this drama that we're all stressed out. And
stop
Jared's
right
like,
there. Stop right there.
Olog did it.
As you cross the cavern, there are meeping sounds from either pile of sticks, and there are some strobing flashes, but they are underneath the sticks, so they do not blind you or dazzle your eyes. What are you doing?
I have my axe out and I just turn, and he's just like turning between the two piles, just seeing if there's any offensive movement towards us.
A long moment passes. Strobing lights kind of flash around the cavern. It's like lightning hitting a bunch of times.
This is so creepy.
It is.
Everything goes quiet again, and the lights go dark.
Come on, Olog.
And it's like, he's standing there, and he's just like, man, I really...
Control, Olog.
Yeah, he wants to go again. Like, he wants to go after them, but he just forces himself to, like, lower the axe.
Their strongest bears need control.
You go, Olog. Up with Raga. Lead the way. I'll cover the back just in case they come out after us.
Slow down, Raga and Baba. I see you moving ahead there.
Easy, Mary Lou.
Sorry.
Is Olog joining you? Just so the listeners know.
I'm trusting
Olog. Suddenly
Olog.
Mary Lou started moving her token deeper into the cave, and I was like, wait, do you want to just go ahead and start doing that? Okay. Is Olog doing as AWOL suggests, or is he hanging back? What is he doing?
Yeah, Olog is going to like try to squeeze past AWOL, this massive bulk, and Yelka, and get up to where Raga is. And leave these tempting amphibious targets behind.
Yelka, at this point, will look at everyone and say, imagine if Weepa could see us now.
She would be very proud, I think.
We snuck really good.
I love it. I mean, we all want to impress Weepa, like, so bad. She is the freaking coolest.
Weepa is cool.
So, Raga, you want to lead the way here?
Well, what Raga's thought was, so this wide opening, I'm thinking Yelka's light can probably give us a little bit of a preview into this big, wide chamber to the north.
That does make sense.
Mm-hmm. But this smaller cavern that sort of turns, or this smaller path that turns off to the southeast, I was thinking that maybe since her light wouldn't be able to turn the corner, I could try and peer in with my dark vision and see what's in there, see if we want to avoid it or if we want to pursue it.
That makes sense. Please move your token to where you think you would go in this sort of fork between the two passages. So first, Yelka's light would illuminate more. Let me get as far as I care to here.
And if you all, if Raga requests, Yelka will step further as well to try and like illuminate more of the larger opening as well. If she's told, hey, that would be helpful.
Yelka, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I will slowly move up to be next to, basically we're like, Raga right now is kind of at the opening of the smaller pathway. Olog has moved next to her, so Yelka will move up just a little bit next to Olog to shine a little more light into the larger cavern. I don't know how much more that actually gives us, but...
So here at the fork, there is a passage, a wide passage leading to the north, to your left, kind of as you traverse the cavern. And Yelka, shining your light in that is glowing from your pendant, you see three columns of stone. They are natural. They are, you know, stalactites that have connected to stalagmites on the bottom. They're very large thick, about 5 feet across. And other than that, you just hear dripping, but you also hear at this point the sound of lapping water. You can also just see that if you look in this large chamber to the north, you can see that there is a passage leading off to the right there.
Okay. And so the columns are like floor to ceiling.
They are floor to ceiling. Raga, you have used your dark vision, correct? So Raga is looking with her dark vision, and it actually, the passage, the thinner passage to your southeast, it kind of starts to lower in altitude. There's a kind of a natural stairway that's formed that leads down, and the sound of lapping water is much stronger in this direction.
What do we think, team? I can maybe go investigate as a small mouse.
Sure.
I will report back. Okay. It is time for me to get very small. And she thinks about it really hard. And right at your feet, among the pebbles, you see a tiny little albino cave rat.
perhaps, but it is white and it has very light blue eyes instead of red cave eyes. I think I'm going to scurry down this tiny little slope. And I have a stealth bonus of 10.
As she goes, as she turns into a rat, Yelka will quickly say, "Be safe, Raga," and give her guidance.
Okay.
Is that something that might be helpful? It gives
normally it happens in encounters,
yeah.
But you know what? Let's say, does it say that it lasts like one turn?
It says until the start of my next turn.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't last that long. Granting the target plus one status bonus to a perception check, saving throw, or skill check the target attempts before the duration ends.
Skill check. Would you like to apply that to your stealth? Or would you like to apply that to your perception as you enter this other cavern, Raga?
Perception. Right.
Go ahead and enter the cavern.
It's like the quickest little boost she gets. And then it's done, and I can't guide her again for an hour. So.
How far does your dark vision stretch, Raga?
My dark vision?
Is it 60 feet,
I
think?
60 feet.
I think it's 60 feet, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that they put a feet on it anymore. I think that it's like you can just see as far as you can see, right? Like, how far can you see in daylight? Like, you can just see. I think that that's how it is in 2E. It could be wrong.
Well, that's how we're doing it today, Joe O'Brien.
Love it.
So you have entered, Raga, a enormous cavern.
Wow.
And in that cavern is a enormous pool, an underground lake, in fact. And water is lapping along its shores.
Wow.
There is a tiny, well, not tiny, there is a stone, an island in the middle of the lake. And it sort of sits to your south, jutting up out of the lake. The other thing you immediately notice is that there is a Blindheim on the shores of the lake, kind of waddling about, kind of swiping at the water every once in a while with its claws.
Does he notice me?
Strobing its eyes. He has not noticed you in your mouse form, in your rat form.
Okay.
Actually, let me make sure. Plus 10, you say?
Plus 10.
Okay. He has not noticed you as of yet.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Amazing. So
I think that's all I can perceive of this, right? So I'm pretty sure I'm just going to scurry
well,
on back.
Before you do, let me allow you to perceive one more thing. Okay? And that other thing that you perceive is that there are passages to the north. There are actually two. They're to the north, like these are other than the passage you came through. So you have a passage that you came kind of down a slope from the north. When you look into this cavern, there's another passage going kind of, it seems like back in the direction you came, but it's a little farther to the east. And there's another passage even farther to the east that leads into another chamber.
Oh my gosh, I just want to, the video gamer in me is like, we have to go down every passage. We have to look in every,
same.
It's like so hard.
I'm down. I'm down to be in this cave for the next 10 episodes. I don't mind.
I love this cave.
I love exploring every room.
Very intriguing. So it looks like this Blindheim is probably hunting for fish, right?
And then taking them back to like the stick nest.
To his little fishy
and then just like leaving them in there to rot, apparently, for days on end.
Delicious.
It's just like Gollum, like even a little island in the middle of this underground lake.
Yeah.
Get ready for a riddle contest, everybody.
Riddles in the dark.
Okay, I think I'm going to scurry back to my team and relate to them what I've seen. So she's no longer a mouse. She's a very tall, gangly woman again. And she's shaking off her whiskers. And she goes, "There is a huge, huge cavern with a giant lake and an island in the middle, but more blind time. They did not see me, but I think that is where they hunt for their fish. But another path to the north. So I think we can re-enter the cavern if we go into this one with the columns."
Right.
Did it seem like there was anything on that island? It was just some rock in the middle?
Not that I could see, but it is a perfect shape and a perfect island right in the middle. I mean, everything in me wants to go on that island.
Me too. Oh, Raga, me too. I want to go on the island, but that's probably not a very good idea. She'll look to AWOL, because AWOL is normally the one who just follows impulses. So she's like, maybe you'll say we should do this thing that I think is actually a bad idea.
Well, what makes me nervous is that this is not our home. And we're trying to be respectful, right? We're trying to get something of value from Siarstik. I don't know if Siarstik, whatever they are, likes having these creatures here or makes a home for them here. I feel like we're the invaders, and I don't know if we should go traipsing around their place without first knowing what it is we're doing. Maybe we say, do what Raga says and go past the columns here and see if we can find Siarstik, we can find the guidance to know what to do.
Yes, any clues or anything? Any more carvings or artifacts?
Well, there are columns in this opening here, in this bigger room to the north of us. I think they're just natural, but let me take a look. And Yelka will quietly and carefully enter the I guess it's not larger than this lake area, the other cavern space to the north with the three columns. Mm-hmm. And
AWOL will follow.
We'll enter. Me too. And I just want to take a look. Is there anything? Do these just look like normal natural columns? Is there anything carved into them? Is there anything special in this room? Can I just perceive anything? It's probably just normal.
Yeah, why don't you give me a perception roll?
AWOL's going to then sheath his bow and draw his blades again, as these columns seem kind of close quarters and would block arrows pretty easily. So he's going to try to go to something a little bit more melee, and he'll follow Yelka's lead here.
So that's 17 total.
17?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Yelka, you notice a creature moving along the northern edge of the cavern.
Oh.
And let me show it to you. It is a Blindheim.
It's not.
Well, it's a Blindheim of a sort. It looks a little larger than the other Blindheims.
No.
Looks like a friggin' Blindheim crocodile version.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yelka, as soon as she sees this, she'll put her hand up to try and signal to everyone to stop.
Let's see if it sees you.
Oh, no. Olog's going to be like, I told you, we're just going to have to kill a bunch of these things. Get over it.
It immediately clocks you, Yelka, and the rest of your party, and you now need to all roll initiative.
It
meeps angrily and starts shuffling toward you through the darkness.
Is that an angry meep?
Yeah, that was a very angry meep.
Oh my goodness. I did it this time.
AWOL, what is your initiative?
AWOL did poorly. He was tested. And he did poorly. 12 initiative.
AWOL, 12. Yelka.
17.
Yelka, 17. Olog.
24 for Olog.
No. Olog.
Olog, 24. And Raga.
21.
21 for Raga. Okay, Raga. The creature that acts first is the Blindheim. Leader.
Wow. And it's a leader. Oh no,
it's coming for our Yelka.
It rushes forward to Yelka.
No, Yelka!
Oh no.
It first, so that's one action. Its second action is using its spotlight. Its eyes open to their full size, and it flashes you with an enormous bright blinding light.
Brights are on.
30 feet, the brights are on. And a 30-foot emanation, which I believe grabs everyone.
Everybody? Yeah,
because you guys were kind of clustered together in this southern passage. And so, everyone is hit by this light. Each creature in the bright light when the Blindheim uses its action or who enters it must make a fortitude save right now.
All right.
Come on.
This is a big 40. One. I was blinded last time. Mm-hmm. AWOL might have a weakness for these 40. Things. Oh, I think I got it this time. That's a 23 for AWOL.
Success.
Yes! 17 for Raga.
Fail.
Oh!
Ow! Ow!
Well, then, Yelka definitely failed with a 15.
15. Fail. Olog.
Yeah.
28 for Olog.
28.
I'm crushing it today. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's about time, frankly.
Yeah.
28.
Your dice have been bad lately.
Yeah.
Olog, your critical success means that you are completely unaffected.
Nice.
Joe, your success.
You just missed, Mary Lou.
God damn it.
Your success means that you are dazzled.
Okay.
That means only that all creatures and objects are concealed from you. Please help me remember to make that flat DC 5 check each time you attack.
I'll make it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Baba rolled a 26.
Baba rolled a 26. Baba succeeds, but not critically. Baba is dazzled. We'll need to make a flat DC 5 check each time he attacks.
Those of
you that failed, Raga and Yelka, you are blinded for 1d4 rounds. Allow me, please, to roll that d4.
Oof.
You are blinded for one round.
Okay.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if he rolled a 4 and then all of them that we let go started swarming in behind us and you were all blind, I mean, that would be so bad.
We can't see anything. Wolf, my perception just went down to a +2 from a +6.
Oh, man.
You smell fish, Yelka, and you feel vibrations, and you know the thing is almost on top of you
as it
lashes out at you with its final action, and it rolls a 19 versus your AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
It sure will. And then it does 11 damage.
Oh!
This cave is horrible. Why are we level 2 going into this horrible cave?
Apparently, we needed to do more grinding in the hex map before we got here.
It bites into your arm, taking a chunk and ripping away some of your clothing, meeping furiously.
Meep!
And that is all of its actions. Let's go to Olog Crowborn.
So Olog, when they first see this thing and it starts like moving in our direction, he starts like, "We come in peace. We wish only to be respectful in this place." But then the minute it bites his sister, he goes into a rage, and it's not a conscious choice. Like, it just comes over him.
Yeah.
So that is, so he rages.
I love Olog so much.
He's really trying.
Yeah,
he's like, he got yelled at.
Yeah, he's just trying. He's just like, oh, and he's like, oh, and like he,
we come in here.
We come in here.
You mess with my sister.
And he has to step in a little bit to get a swing at this thing, but he takes a step, he rages, and he is going to bring his mighty axe down on its head. He's going to try crack die. That is a 19 to hit.
A 19 to hit means that he does not hit.
No way!
Okay,
This isn't like the other Blindheim.
This isn't your grandfather's Blindheim.
This ain't your grandfather's Blindheim.
Oh,
we got work to do, team. We got work to do.
Sure do. Because as AWOL swings and misses,
Olog miss.
Suddenly, those of you that can see notice another creature.
No.
What is that thing?
This
looks
not
like
a Blindheim.
Huge, hideous toad.
Wow.
As it moves around the column, you see it open its mouth and three long tongues swipe out of its tongue.
Oh, man.
Out of its mouth. Flowing around like a cat of nine tails.
Ew.
And
Bloodborne.
Hops directly toward AWOL.
Oh,
and
no.
That is where we will stop for today.
No way.
Come on, Jared.
I legitimately hate these guys.
This is horrifying and disgusting.
That was their last chance.
They are gnarly.
We are unleashing Olog on you.
Yeah,
next week.
No more mercy.
Oh, man.
You guys are dead.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are vampires out there. They walk among you, shoulder to shoulder, in the dark. Heading to work, heading home, going to the bar. It's a life just like anyone else's, and I have grown used to it. To the darkness, to the moon, to the taste of blood on my tongue. But vampires are dying out. We are a fading kind, and I am the first one created in so long, and that is a dangerous thing to be. Those who came before me, elders of all stripes, they do not want to see our kind gone, and they will do anything to keep their power. And for myself, and for Grace who created me, that is a sword that hangs above our heads. And the worst person of all carries our secret, and he will use it however he sees fit. Who do you look to when things are at their darkest? From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes. Those you want, and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.